Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jason Roberts for jane-finch.com. So I'm over here at Fir Grove Community Learning Center, where Mayor David Miller is here as part of your Meet Your Mayor event. So let's go inside and check it out. Hey, what's up, guys? Jason from jane-finch.com here, sitting next to Mayor Miller. Mayor Miller, can you just talk a bit about how these Meet Your Mayor events have been going? Some of the personal highlights for you.
Well, all of this is a highlight for me, because traditionally what the mayor does is invite the people to City Hall. And that matters, because it's about opening up City Hall for the people. But this year, because it's my last year, because I'm not running again, we said, let's go to the people. And it's been remarkable. The first one we had was 1652 Keel, which is a place the city put a little money in to support the young people. And they designed their own facility. There's five or six community groups there. The young people have their own magazine, because it's their voice. And they needed a place that was their own so they could have their voice. And that's typical of me, of what's been happening. We've tried to go to places where young people in this city are making a difference and are making their own decisions, and a little bit of city money is helping them do that. It's true here in Fir Grove. That was true in Scarborough. Don Montgomery Center. It's a great story. There was a rifle range there, used three nights a week to shoot things. Right, we're trying to create a safe city. We close the rifle range, open it up to the young people. They're designing their own space. We're putting in $1 million. They're going to design their own space, and it'll be used 7 days a week, 18 hours a day. Instead of three nights for bullets, it'll be 7 days and nights for the youth. And that's what it's all about for me.
Now, the sort of bad rap that the media sometimes, or that people sometimes feel, sells Jane Finch as, sort of a bad neighborhood. What are your thoughts about that? I mean, do you think that Jane Finch has gotten a bad rap in the media?
Yeah, it has, absolutely. And I think people should be proud of where they live, because it's their neighborhood. And sure, there's some challenges in some parts of Jane and Finch, but there's challenges in Bloor and Keel, where I live. You know, my daughter's classmate's brother was murdered. And so wherever you go in the city, you're going to have some challenges. And you look around in this Fir Grove here tonight. You know, there was incredible art. There were young people who were doing the right thing. There's a woman named Joan who, feeds the homeless downtown. She goes all the way downtown to feed the homeless. That's what a community is to me. And are there some challenges in Jane Finch? Yes. People here experience racism. There are people here who are working two or three jobs to try to feed their families. There isn't rapid transit. This whole neighborhood was built 50 years ago, assuming there'd be rapid transit. It's coming. Finch, hopefully will get started this year, if not next year. Jane Street's coming after that. There'll be rapid transit connected into the subway system by light rail. To me, you build on the strengths in a community, and where there's challenges, you address them head on. And I agree with you. I think Jane Finch has got a bad rap. I mean, you guys wouldn't exist if this wasn't a good place. People wouldn't have come together to create their own online station if it wasn't a good place. And, I'm just proud to be able to be here a little bit to add a positive voice to the rest of Toronto, to say you should see what I see in the strengths in this community.
University Heights, what does that name mean to you, and how has the sort of rebranding of Jane and Finch been going over at City Hall, and what sort of feedback have you heard?
Well, from my perspective, that's up to the community. I think the strength in a place is in its people. And in this, Jane and Finch is a whole bunch of neighborhoods, really. And it's got some great resources like York University. And I think one of the challenges here is York University wasn't part of the neighborhood, really, and it's starting to be now. You know, the young people there are giving back. The university's starting to think of itself as part of the neighborhood. And, I think if people want to change the way they're seen by others, that's great. That's their choice. But I already personally see the strengths. And I'd rather work with the people on those strengths. You know, like here in Fir Grove, the young people said, hey, we want to make this center ours. And they did it. But they said to the city, what about our buildings? You've let them run down. You've got to invest in them, and we're starting to invest in them. That, to me, is the sign of a strong community.
jane-finch.com, what have you seen on the site? What do you like about it?
Hey, I've seen me on the site. I like jane-finch.com because people are speaking up and saying, it's Jane and Finch, and it's our neighborhood, and I want to show you what's happening here in the real world. Not what you see on TV. What's happening here today, all the good stuff. And I think you should keep it up. It's terrific.
Thank you. You're not running for mayor this year. What sort of life are you going to have after politics?
I'm hoping to keep working on social justice issues, young people, jobs, through doing the right thing for the environment. That's what interests me. I've been working on that. I've had the privilege to work on that internationally, and I'm hoping to keep working on that. We'll see. You know, this week's a light week for me, and I'm out Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. Probably 14-hour days, 16-hour days those days. That's a light week. At some point, I'm a dad. At some point in time, you got to be with your family. My mom brought me up on her own, and I always said, I grew up without a father. I don't want my children to. Well, you know what? All of a sudden, they're 14 and 13. So I'm going to keep working on issues affecting young people, social justice, jobs, through right environmental policies, but I'm also going to hopefully coach my daughter's soccer team, you know, maybe my son's hockey team. You know what my daughter said? I said, I want to be home and coach my daughter's team. She read it in the newspaper, and she said, Dad, I've already got a coach. So I guess I'll be looking for work as a soccer coach somewhere. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Cool. Well, thank you.
Listen, thanks, and thanks to jane-finch.com. Everybody, jane-finch.com. Get on it.
I'm here with Audrey Jones, who was at the event today. Audrey, what was the standout moment for you with Mayor Miller today?
Well, with David, I think it's him assuring the community and enlightening our young people that our future are going to look brighter, and with all the resources that are available and with all of the funding that will come, that our community will eventually get better. But we all have to work together as a team to make that happen. I mean, we can have all the resources that we want, but we also have to give up our time and partake to build a better community. So I really believe seriously that we should all take time to volunteer and to build our community.
I'm here with Lorraine Anderson, who is the center coordinator and was involved in bringing Mayor Miller here today. Talk a bit about the process it took to get him here, and what did you think of what he had to say?
Okay, basically an idea came to us. The mayor wanted to visit Jane and Finch, and we just jumped at the opportunity because he has been in this area for a couple times, and it's always wonderful to have him here. So we had a group of residents who were basically the core planning group. With all the effort, it made this day happen, and it's such a wonderful day to see all these people in the center.
I mean, it's a good luck for the mayor to come through. It's just the beginning of a long journey. It's been a long journey from a long time ago, you know, and a lot of people walk past or drive past Jane and Finch, and the media's perception of Jane and Finch is pretty negative. So when we have people like David Miller coming here, it starts to open the public's eyes to the reality of, I mean, forgetting about the rubble and the stones that are breaking off the buildings and realizing it's just a bunch of good people with good hearts trying to make it and survive.
When the beat kicks in, sick when I evict them, lyrics fade the track in your ears. I'm an artist. You don't know what you've started. Are we just a close case? We drive them all bananas, but we got no apes.
See the fruit that we bear. Try to come my brain, cause my mind keep me here. Meaning, profit don't act up for impulse. I indulge myself into my impulse. Engulf beats as a rapper. The X Factor, go to work like the Raptors. Soft tops about my cheese like driver. Score a touchdown like the Packers.
Okay, I see you. Okay. Check. Look, never be saturated, I express through song. Capture viewers' attention for my city I put on. Always knew I could do it, and I can't eat influence. Convince those who listen on a beat, I'm a nuisance. Feeling for a path to take with no braille. Got me going down the wrong path, that's a fail. Sound is the option of choice, and I concede. My style perceives niceness, dream to achieve.
I am sick man, a lyrical hit man. Music is dream of passion sucking me like quicksand. Expressions of affection, I dream to achieve the things that I never seen, like green in my pocket. I'm trying to blast it like a rocket, you can't stop it. I'm speaking knowledge, just got into college, time to pay me homage. Yeah, I'm on the grind, history flow, yeah, I'm on the run.
So without further ado, I would like to introduce Mayor David Miller.
Can we get a round of applause, please?
Hello, Fairgrove. Oh. How is everybody doing today?
Good.
I feel like the principal. I'm not the principal, I'm the mayor. First of all, I want to say thank you very, very much for welcoming me back in this community. And I know how hard everybody in this community has worked on this facility and all of the programs that happen here, and you should be incredibly proud of yourself. I truly believe, yeah, give yourselves a big round of applause.